Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Yellow Pages Limited's first quarter 2015 financial results call. Today's conference call contains forward-looking information about Yellow Pages Limited's outlook, objectives, and strategy. These statements are based on assumptions and are subject to important risks and uncertainties. Yellow Pages Limited's actual results could differ materially from expectations discussed. The details of Yellow Pages Limited's caution regarding forward-looking information, including key assumptions and risks, can be found in Yellow Pages Limited's management discussion and analysis for the first quarter of 2015. This call is being recorded and webcast, and all of the disclosure documents are available on the company's website and on SEDAR. I would now like to turn the meeting over to Mr. Julien Billot, President and CEO. Please go ahead, Mr. Billot.
Thank you, Sebastian, and good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Yellow Pages Limited first quarter 2015 conference call. Joining me today is Ginette Maillet, Chief Financial Officer of Yellow Pages. 2015 is an important year for Yellow Pages, particularly in the implementation of its Return to Growth plan. As many of you recall, we announced Return to Growth plan a year ago today to tackle the key issue that stood before us as an organization, pressure on customer count, revenue, and profitability. Customer count growth is a key driver of our revenue and EBITDA performance. Over the long term, the ability for Yellow Pages to grow revenues and profitability would be limited if it was to continue to operate with a declining customer base. The Return to Growth plan was designed with this dynamic in mind and sets out to strengthen Yellow Pages' relationship with Canadian consumers and merchants alike. This will be accomplished by improving our media, marketing solutions, sales experience, and customer service, and by investing in our brand, which will ultimately grow traffic to our digital properties, attract and better retain customers, and improve the awareness of Yellow Pages as a digital brand. Underlying this investment is also a key focus on verticalization. Over the next 3 years, Yellow Pages will be delivering more verticalized marketing solutions and media properties in the dining, retail, real estate, home services, and leisure verticals. These sectors offer significant monetization potential for the organization, as there are a number of Canadian merchants presently operating within these verticals. More importantly, the competitive landscape remains far from being saturated in Canada, as few players have the scale and scope required to best meet the advertising needs of these small and medium-sized businesses. The same can be said on the user front. Dining, retail, real estate, home services, and leisure are key categories of spending among consumers. Yet, there are not many media properties that have captured national market share in helping Canadian shoppers find, interact, and transact with local businesses. In light of this industry dynamics, we believe Yellow Pages is uniquely positioned to assist merchants and users navigate today's digital marketplace. Yellow Pages is currently the largest and most diversified provider of full-serve digital marketing solutions in the country. In addition, we own and operate the Yellow Pages network of digital properties, which currently attracts over 420 million visits annually. This makes us one of the top 15 most visited digital properties in Canada. We also continue to make strong progress on the delivery of our Return to Growth plan, as evidenced by the performance of our key financial and operational indicators. Our digital revenues continue to experience sustainable growth rates, up 9% year-over-year for the first quarter of 2015. Digital revenues are currently our largest source of revenues, representing 55% of total revenues. Total digital visits executed across our network of media properties are also in continued growth. For the first quarter of 2015, visits grew 10% year-over-year to reach 104 million visits. In addition, we continue accelerating customer acquisition, with 23,700 customers acquired over the 12-month period ending March 21, 2015, as compared to 16,500 last year. And lastly, we are further strengthening our balance sheet with $100 million of debt repayment expected in 2015. We anticipate concluding the implementation of the Return to Growth Plan in 2018. At this point in time, Yellow Pages would have gained a much larger market share within currently under-penetrated verticals and improved its value proposition to users and merchants alike. Most importantly, the company will be operating with a growing customer base, revenues and EBITDA in addition to a significantly deleveraged balance sheet. Structured investment in media, the customer value proposition and brand continue to be made to achieve this goal within this time frame. We are actively enriching the user experience on our media in order to grow traffic. In fact, traffic growth is important for our company in various ways. It generates greater return on investment for the customers that advertise on our properties, ultimately supporting customer retention. It also promotes improved digital awareness and perception of the Yellow Pages brand name, encouraging increased adoption of our solutions and media. In line with our verticalization strategy, our network of media properties will continue to expand and diversify. User search behavior continues to be increasingly specialized, particularly on mobile, and it's not uncommon for Canadians to have a variety of apps on their smartphones and tablets, each specialized at addressing a different shopping need. Today, we own and operate a number of specialized digital properties, including YP.ca, YP ShopWise, YP Dine, Red Flag Deals, Canada 411, Bookenda, Dine.io, and YP Next Home. YP Dine is actually the newest addition to our media network. Launched in March 2015, YP Dine is an application targeted at helping Canadians discover the local taste of their neighborhoods. YP Dine allows users to make local dining choices based on time of day, mood, and activity. The application also integrates content written by notable chefs, restaurant owners, food bloggers, and local diners, while providing users with access to deals and the ability to make table reservations directly from their mobile phones. While YP Dine is currently only available in the Montreal market, the application will be launched Canada-wide by summer 2015. Its development continues to be supported by the acquisition of Bookenda and Dine.io, which occurred in December 2014, in addition to a larger, more mobilized digital media team. Over 350 new positions have been filled since 2013, heavily concentrated in the domains of digital media and ISIT. Offices in Montreal and Toronto were also opened to house these teams while creating collaborative hubs of digital innovation. In addition to new experiences, traffic on our media properties is also being supported by the publication of richer content. YP.ca, our flagship property, extends beyond traditional business search. Our homepage is much more dynamic and engaging, bringing forth 8,000 articles such as playlists, local neighborhood stories, and shopping tips. Supporting this editorial content is also a more comprehensive database of local business information. Yellow Pages digital properties currently showcase 1.8 million business listings, making it one of the largest databases of business information in Canada. We are also actively enriching these listings to remove erroneous duplicate information, while including more relevant content such as website links, mapping functionalities, and multimedia. These data enhancements continue to be well received by the digital media industry. YP and YP ShopWise are among the first Canadian apps now available for Apple Watch. What's even more exciting is a recent data service partnership signed with Apple. Through this agreement, YP business listing data will be used for display on Apple's Canadian consumer products and services. In return for this data, YP will be offered brand attribution as well as the ability to provide links back to YP's properties when its content is displayed by Apple. As previously mentioned, growth in the customer count remains key to the company's ability to return to revenue and EBITDA growth. 23,700 new customers were acquired over the 12-month period ending March 31, 2015, up from 66,500 the year prior. Coupled with a stable customer renewal rate of 85%, our customer count reached 251,000 as at March 31, 2015. This represents a year-over-year customer decline of 19,000, down from 30,000 the year prior. Our end goal will be to close this gap and return to customer count growth in 2017. To accomplish this, we'll continue investing in the implementation of technologies, processes, and solutions that support customer acquisition. During the first quarter of 2015, a new foundational CRM technology was deployed across sales channels to promote accelerated customer acquisition. Facilitated by this new CRM, our sales reps are now given the right tools to efficiently self-prospect and execute sales calls. In addition, the CRM provides increased visibility to sales managers, allowing them to assign, manage, and convert leads faster and more effectively. In addition to the implementation of foundational sales technologies, we have also grown our acquisition sales team and launched new digital marketing solutions. Presence Pro, the newest addition to our product lineup, was launched in April 2015 to address a key merchant need, content syndication. User search continues to be increasingly fragmented, with Canadians turning to various sites to meet their shopping needs. In order to be found by shoppers, merchants need to ensure that their information is relevant, rich, and up-to-date across the digital ecosystem. As part of the Presence Pro solution, Yellow Pages act as a merchant's single point of contact for developing rich, engaging business profiles. In conjunction, the company will regularly update and syndicate this content, making it available across YP's property, as well as over 40 network partners such as Google, Foursquare, Yahoo, and MapQuest. Presence Pro thereby directly addresses the need in the marketplace for full-serve content syndication, allowing merchants to grow their digital footprint and be discovered by consumers across the country's most popular digital properties. The 360 Business Center, our business-to-business online portal, continues to evolve to promote accelerated adoption of our digital solutions. In addition to hosting valuable information on our products and services, prospective customers can now claim their YP business listing on the Business Center, as well as update their merchant information. We have also added more interactive functionalities, such as click to chat on our online portal to allow merchants to chat live with advertising experts. The Booster Pack, a digital bundle of placement solutions, is now also available for online purchase directly through the Business Center, offering merchants greater flexibility and control over the management of their digital marketing portfolios. Lastly, underlying our investment in media and marketing solutions is a key focus on branding. Branding campaigns are a critical component to our return to growth plan, as they support the awareness of Yellow Pages as a digital brand and encourage increased adoption of our digital solution by consumers and merchants. Since the beginning of the year, we have adopted our always-on campaign Canada-wide to support awareness and grow usage of our YP and YP ShopWise mobile applications. Always-on ensures year-round visibility in key urban markets of our advertising campaigns to out-of-home, radio, and digital performance media. On the merchant front, we continue to join forces with chambers of commerce and local business associations to host digital seminar series. We have hosted 20 events year-to-date, with an additional 60 planned for 2015. The events showcase the products and services we offer local businesses to help them develop and deploy their digital marketing campaigns. This serves to grow awareness of our digital solutions among SMEs and position YP as an expert in digital marketing. In fact, participants have reacted quite favorably to our digital seminar series, and after having attended the event, 90% of surveyed SMEs have claimed to consider YP as a key partner to address their digital marketing needs. Our redesigned brand architecture is also close to being complete. Recall that last year we renamed our yellowpages.ca and ShopWise the mobile application to YP and YP ShopWise respectively. In addition, our Yellow Media Limited company name was changed to Yellow Pages Limited. With this theme in mind, Wall to Wall Media, our real estate subsidiary, was recently renamed Yellow Pages Next Home. This property is followed suite with the Renter's Guide and New Home and Condo Guide, rebranded as the YP Next Home Rent and YP Next Home New Construction Digital Properties. This rebranding reflects our strategy to regroup all of our media and marketing solutions under the Yellow Pages umbrella. This approach helps extend the impact of our marketing campaigns across all properties, solutions, and entities, while also reinforcing awareness and recognition of the Yellow Pages name among Canadian users and merchants. I will now pass the call over to Ginette, who will provide you with an overview of Q1 2015 financial performance.
Thank you, Julien. As Julien previously mentioned, the company continues to meet the financial targets set forth as part of its return to growth plan. Digital revenues, which now represent 55% of our consolidated revenues, grew 9% year-over-year to reach $113 million in the first quarter of 2015. This compares to $104 million in digital revenues the year prior. Growth in digital revenues is driven by customer acquisition and the ongoing migration of customers' print spend towards the company's digital solutions. As at the end of the first quarter of 2015, digital-only customers grew to 40,800, up from 26,100 last year. The increase is fueled by accelerated customer acquisition, as the majority of newly acquired customers only purchase digital solutions. Online and mobile priority placement solutions also remain the most penetrated of our digital solutions. Customer penetration grew to 64% as of March 31, 2015, up from 61% the year prior, helping promote long-term profitability of the company's digital marketing operations. Print revenues decreased 22% year-over-year to reach $93 million during the first quarter of 2015. Print revenue decline rates have, however, stabilized, in part due to initiatives implemented to protect usage and adoption of the print directory. The print product simplification initiative is presently being rolled out across all rural and targeted urban markets to help protect print directory usage, retention, and revenues. Print product simplification achieves this goal by increasing print advertisement sizes at little to no incremental cost to the customer. Print product simplification also serves to simplify the selling process of our media account consultants by reducing the number of print offers available for sale. On a consolidated perspective, revenues declined 8% year-over-year to reach $206 million. The year prior, consolidated revenues declined 12% to total $223 million. Consolidated revenue pressure remains explained by a loss in customer count, in addition to spending declines among our larger customers. Yet, in 2015, we anticipate trends to improve and consolidated revenue decline rates to fall below those seen in 2014. This improvement will be driven by abatement in the print revenue pressure, in addition to sustainable growth in digital revenues. Going forward, annual digital revenue growth rates will be maintained in the high single digits, principally fueled by accelerated customer acquisition. EBITDA decreased to $71 million for the three-month period ended March 31, 2015, as compared to $95 million the year prior. EBITDA remains adversely impacted by print revenue pressure and investments related to the execution of the company's return to growth plan. For the first quarter of 2015, the EBITDA margin reached 34% as compared to 42% for the same period in 2014. Overall, 2015 will remain a heavy investment year. As outlined in our Return to Growth plan, we will continue to invest what is required to strengthen our brand, media properties, and customer-facing tools and technologies. Yet, despite these elevated levels of investments, and evidenced by our most recent EBITDA margin performance, we anticipate maintaining EBITDA margins in the low end of the 30 to 35% range in 2015. Post-2015, EBITDA margins will remain in the 30 to 35% range. At that time, investment levels will gradually pare down as we complete the development and implementation of technologies required to operate our digital business. In conjunction, we will start realizing benefits through the delivery of various operational efficiencies. For example, a more targeted print distribution strategy is now in place to align directory distribution with usage and demand. We're also consolidating and decommissioning all legacy print publishing platforms, replacing IT data centers, and improving the productivity of our sales, customer service, and digital fulfillment teams. These initiatives combined are anticipated to generate annual cost savings of $20 to $25 million starting in 2016. The company continues to generate the free cash flow required to deleverage the balance sheet. Free cash flow for the three-month period ended March 31, 2015, increased to $45 million as compared to $3 million of utilized free cash flow for the same period in 2014. This increase is mainly attributable to net income taxes received of $26 million during the first quarter of 2015 as a result of the receipt of a tax settlement covering prior years. This compares to net income taxes paid of $34 million in the first quarter of 2014, principally impacted by the fact that 2014 was a double taxation year. Growth in free cash flow during the first quarter of 2015 was also impacted by improvements in the collections experience of the company's trade receivables. This favorability was partly offset by lower EBITDA. Capital expenditures for the quarter totaled $18 million, up from $14 million the year prior. The increase is principally driven by transformation expenses associated with the development of our media platforms, introduction of new products and services, and implementation of foundational technology. In 2015, the company anticipates capital expenditures to total between $70 and $75 million. This will pare down to between $55 and $60 million in 2016 and gradually decline thereafter to stabilize at approximately 5% of revenues by 2018. Lastly, net debt as of March 31, 2015, reached $455 million as compared to $494 million as of December 31, 2014. On June 1, 2015, the company will make a $34 million mandatory redemption payment on its senior notes. For 2015 as a whole, mandatory redemption payments are anticipated to total $100 million. The Return to Growth plan also remains a fully funded plan, and we believe sufficient free cash flow will be generated to materially deleverage the balance sheet by 2018. I will now allow Julien to provide his concluding remarks.
Thank you, Jeanette. So as you see, we continue to make strong progress on the delivery of our Return to Growth plan. A year into the plan now, we have experienced sustainable growth in user traffic, accelerated customer acquisition, and stabilized customer renewal rates. This has translated to annual digital revenue growth that continues to land in the high single digits, profitability margins which remain between 30 and 35%, and ongoing debt repayment. Over the remainder of 2015, we will advance on the execution of our Return to Growth plan with a focus on delivering more verticalized experiences and solutions to users and customers. In addition, we'll continue deploying new technologies, tools, and processes, as well as branding campaigns to support growth in user traffic and of the customer base. We thank you again for taking the time to join us this afternoon. I would now like to pass the call over to Sebastian to collect your questions.
Thank you. We will now take questions from the telephone lines. If you have a question and you're using a speakerphone, please lift your handset before making your selection. If you have a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. If at any time you wish to cancel your question, please press the pound sign. Please press star 1 at this time if you have a question. There will be a brief pause while the participants register. Thank you for your patience. The first question is from Aravinda Galapatij from Canaccord Genuity. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Thanks for taking my questions. Julianne, I'll just start with you. Obviously, sort of the progress that you're making, you know, around encroachment of sort of the new verticals, you know, dining, retail, et cetera, is a significant part of the strategy. I was wondering if you want to sort of expand on what you're doing on the dining side, the restaurant side, given the acquisitions that you made, and if it's a fair way to think about it as that would be a sort of a model as to how you'd move into some of the other areas as well. Particularly given sort of your acquisition of Bookenda, et cetera. I was wondering if you can elaborate on that a little bit.
Yeah. Hi, Aravinda. I think it's a very, very interesting question. Definitely, we are, well, it's still a young acquisition, meaning we acquired these two companies end of December 2014. And the goal was to do two different things. The first goal was to use the content they have. Dine.io has plenty of interesting content in GTA. Bookenda has plenty of interesting reviews because people making bookings have reviews, to create a new media experience based on media. And we created that new experience. Today we launched our app on the Montreal market under the name PG Resto in French, YP Dine in English, more in the test bed to really look at the content, work on the interface. We launched a completely different way of searching because you don't search by keywords. This time you search on a natural sentence, I would say, because you can change the words in the sentence to describe what you want to have as a restaurant experience. So quite a lot to test and trial, and that's what we did in the Montreal market. We had very good feedback, some positive, some not positive, but we really improved the app. And now we are really ready to roll that app out globally. So by summer 2015, it should be in the next 2 months, I would say, to be cautious, but perhaps in the next month. We will roll that application out in the major markets in Canada, including Toronto, including Calgary, Vancouver, and all the big cities in Canada. So it's a bit early to give a feedback in terms of numbers because, as I said, we didn't really promote the app. It was really launched to integrate on the user side the experience, the content, and to learn about what's the right user interface, and we did a lot of progress on this one. So we are very satisfied with what we have right now, so we are ready to launch. We have accumulated content everywhere in Canada, not only in Montreal, and so now we are ready to roll out this app. On the sales side, we have also made a lot of progresses. Our Bookenda solution is expanding. We have more and more new restaurants taking the Bookenda solution in Quebec and outside of Quebec. Same thing for Dine.io. We are selling back office solution of Dine.io in GTA and begin to launch this solution outside of GTA. We have hired a significant number of new salespeople dedicated to support Bookenda and Dine.io and specifically to extend their presence outside of their historical region, Quebec for Bookenda, Toronto for GTA for Dine.io. And so we have made very good progress. Obviously, it's still very early. The job began in January, February, so it's just 3 months after the launch, but we have made interesting progress. And we'll be able to report more about this progress by the end of the year.
Great. Thanks, Julianne. And then just moving on to the custom acquisition side, I mean, you're obviously seeing sort of steady sequential improvement there, you know, about 2,000 sort of each quarter as you report. I was wondering, should there be an expectation on our part that as you get more and more, like deeper into these new verticals, start to get traction there, that increase should start to steepen, and maybe some thoughts around what the timing of that would be.
Well, you know, it's we really have a plan to grow acquisition numbers fairly, I would say, steadily over quarters. The reason for that is you have different movements inside these acquisition numbers. The first one was that what we did in 2014 was about management focus and new sales team. That's what we did basically and what fed the growth in 2014. In 2015, we have two different momentum we are using. One is better leads management, leveraging the tools we are launching, so new CRM and that type of thing. And second is the opportunity of leverage the new Presence Pro product we launched 10 days ago. So obviously this Presence Pro product, which is a content syndication product, will be a very strong product for acquisition strategy. Then the third layer will be more and more new verticalized offer, typically the one in restaurants. So this one, as you understand, is just beginning. So it should be another growth engine for our acquisition numbers in new verticals, more in Q3, Q4. So the way we see it is we have a comprehensive plan all over 2015 and the following years, which is based on different leads management solution, new offer and products, and more verticalized solution, and leveraging on more verticalized media. So what we expect is to have a steady improvement in the 12-month rolling acquisition numbers over the period, and we are still focused on reaching the 30,000 acquisition we forecast for 2015.
Thanks, Julian. And then just in your supplementary disclosure, you've kind of given sort of the customer penetration on the digital services side, which I assume you refer to sort of this is mostly the websites and the SEO, SEM operations. You haven't seen that number tick up too much in recent quarters. Any color around that?
Yeah, I mean, and that's really linked to the Presence Pro service. If you think about digital services, it's all about helping. It's our real business as a small agency, I would say, which is to create the digital assets for SMEs. So historically, we had websites and we had videos and that type of thing. And basically, we were waiting for this content syndication product. So we had some delay in that one, I would say, which is people were not really pushing that solution because they were waiting for Presence Pro. What I can tell you is, of course, it's very early, very primary, but the take-up for Presence Pro was very strong the first days because people were really waiting that product. So we should have this one going up in the following quarters. So it's really linked to that product, which was a missing piece in this digital service break, and now we have it. It's launched, it's live, and has good traction in our sales team.
Okay, thanks. And just lastly from me, for Jeanette. Jeanette, can you just flush out for us the tax assessments and the inflow from taxes? Are we expecting more in terms of sort of returns or inflows from the tax side as we think about Q2, Q3, and Q4?
Yes, actually, when we talked about the tax settlement back in Q4, there was $48 million. Of tax receivable that was set up. We've received $26 million of it in Q1, and we expect to receive the balance probably in Q3.
Okay, great. Thanks, Jeanette. And then I noticed that you changed the number for 16. Any color around that?
I'm sorry?
I think for 16, I think originally you had sort of it improved, I think. You know, I
yes,
think you,
yes. Yeah, actually, we keep on working on tax optimization. As far as the amount for 16, it went from 25 to 10 million. So I would call it a deferral by 1 year.
Okay. Thank you. I'll pass the line.
Thank you. The next question is from Aaron Posner from RBC Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks very much. Good afternoon. Maybe just to follow up on that last point, Jeanette, when you say deferral, should we think about those taxes shifting to 2017? Is that what you mean?
That's right.
Okay. And maybe I'll stay with you, Jeanette, for another question on the margin front. Certainly better performance in Q1 than I was expecting. And I think, on your last conference call, I at least got the impression that we were going to stay in the low 30% range for EBITDA margins. Obviously, you did better than that. I guess two questions. One, in the quarter, I think there was a $3.5 million pension adjustment that was favorable. Just wanted to confirm that was sort of a one-time thing. And then secondly, if you're still looking to finish the year close to the low end of that range, should we think about margins maybe dipping below 30, or do you think you can sustain it above that for the year?
So maybe on your first question, you're right. That $3.5 million was basically an adjustment to the pension obligation, given that we've changed some of the benefits in Quebec. So it is a one-time adjustment. As far as the margin for the year, what I would tell you is we're talking about low end of that range, 30 to 35%. So it will be maintained very close to the low end, the 30% in some other quarters.
Okay, no, that's very helpful. And then With respect to the revenues on the digital side, I guess you're no longer reporting the core YP, and I understand that you sort of discussed that on your last call, and that's totally fine. I guess I'm just wondering if you could share with us what organic growth was. I mean, obviously there's Canada 411 in there. Is it reasonable to say it was sort of in the 4 to 5% range in terms of organic digital growth?
Yes, actually, in terms of organic growth, you are at the right level.
Okay. And so I guess in order to come back to high single digits, which is obviously the plan, and I think, Jeanette, just so I understand, that really it depends on sort of the continued acceleration in customer acquisitions. Is that fair?
Yes, this is clearly the driver of the growth, but it is also, we're talking about new products. It could be an increase in spend. So it is a mix of things, but obviously we've always said that increase or growth in digital revenue would be fueled by an increase in the number of customers in addition to the print migration.
Okay. Can I add something? It's also about verticalization in this one, because obviously the growth we have in our different properties, MediaTV, 411, restaurant side, etc., that's typically where we are going to find new customers and digital opportunities also. So it's a mix of different things, and obviously we want to find growth combining these different assets we have. Historically, we had one asset, and everything was coming from that. Now we have multiple assets targeting multiple verticals, and that's where we want to find our digital growth altogether.
That's great, Julianne. Maybe I can ask you another with respect to the, maybe you can elaborate a little bit on the profile of sort of your new digital-only customers. I mean, when you sort of look at the penetration of your different services, I guess to Aravinda's question earlier, it's kind of largely stable. Your placement products continue to tick up. Is sort of a new digital-only customer taking more or less the same mix of products?
Well, actually, that's fair to say that at that stage, I would say, because we know that placement is still potential. We know we are far than being penetrated everywhere on the placement side, and specifically on mobile, but also on the web. So, meaning we adjusted price on placement on some verticals to have better, more compelling prices on placement, and so better acquisition profile. We bundle some of that into bundles we sell to acquisition. So that's one topic. But obviously, as I say, Presence Pro, for us, we really see it as a game changer long term, because it's a new type of product. We can really go to small advertisers, which are not customers with YP, saying, you know what, we looked at the website and your information is not accurate, or perhaps it's accurate on your website, but if you go to Foursquare or Yelp, you don't have the right information. So we can help you to do that. And that's a game changer, because we can go to people we never talked before saying, as Yellow Pages, we can help you. And so the mix, I would assume that with Presence Pro, gradually, the mix of products, or type of products we sell to acquisition will change from, I would say, placement products today mainly, to more agency-type products, which are content syndication products, and ultimately, in the coming years, to leads management products. So you will see a shift, obviously not right now, because we are still on the historical suite of products, but more and more, with the growth of acquisition accelerating, you will see we should see a shift and a change in the mix of products, and specifically for the presence type of products.
That's very helpful, Ajay. And maybe one last one for me on the verticalization strategy. Maybe two questions on that. First, just as you sort of move into other new verticals, how should we think about M&A from your perspective in terms of sort of tuck-in acquisitions that you might be looking at? And then secondly, I just wanted to push back on something you said earlier and see what you would comment. But there's some studies out there that point out that when you look at app downloads to mobile phones, they're down quite significantly, from an industry perspective, and the Canadians are actually carrying fewer and fewer apps on their phones. So I'm just curious on your thoughts there in terms of how that impacts your thinking on verticalization.
Well, for the first question, we always said we could consider some very small M&A or small M&As on verticalization. That's what we did on the restaurant side. But we never said that would be an exclusive strategy. So on verticalization, we'll be very pragmatic. If there's opportunity, we'll look at that opportunities to accelerate our growth. If no opportunity, we'll do them by ourselves. So, and in some time, we'll take M&A like we did on the restaurant side, but most of the job will be made by us, meaning we took small companies, we are doing a lot to aggregate these companies and grow them, and all the growth will come as an organic growth after the acquisition. So It will be a mix of different strategies on this one, and we're always on the same path about verticalization. Regarding the apps downloads, you see that they're a different thing. For sure, people are not using a lot of apps, but when you look at Facebook strategy, Facebook has multiplied the number of apps they have and really focused on having really critical apps. We really see on mobile, people can really go on specific apps for specific usages. If you take the example of dining, frankly, we have plenty of dining applications for sure, but our application, we are very confident we can have traction because of the search engine. The way we want people to search for something is very different than the traditional one. We don't ask you to search for a restaurant. We don't ask you to find for a type of cooking. We say, okay, you are in that place, it's Sunday night, you could ask for a pizza because it's Sunday night, or because if it's a Habs game, you want to find a bar with your friends. And so we want to propose you a context of search which is linked to the place you are, the day you are, and the type of atmosphere or mood you are or you want to have. And we think that can really make a difference. So I don't think people are saturated with apps. For sure, when they download a lot of apps, then they clean their mobile to have just the app they think are relevant for them. But we really think there's plenty of room and opportunity to have people downloading our apps.
Thanks very much for that.
Thank you. There are no further questions at this time. I'd like to turn it back over to Mr. Bio.
Okay, I just want to thank you for your attendance. And obviously, we look forward to speaking again in August as we will report on Q2 2015 results. Thanks a lot. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. The conference call has now ended. Please disconnect your lines at this time. We thank you for your participation.